We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to Grand Island now. Grand Island Town Board member Jennifer Bainey is joining me. The Grand Island Town Board met last night and took action on a resolution that you and Board Member Mike Madigan introduced, Jen, on Erie County's mask mandate. Can you tell us more on what the action was that the board took?
Yes. Good morning, Susan. Leading up to the phases that we see Mark Poland cars unrolling in the coming weeks, being now in phase one, Mike and I worked on drafting a resolution that respectfully requests that the county does not take and enforce any stage of this mandate on our residents.
What was the vote last night? Was it unanimous?
The vote was unanimous. We spent a little time during our workshop at 6 p.m. Modifying some wording to emphasize the focus not on New York State as their mandates simply aren't as restrictive on us right now, so removing New York State from it and also putting more wording emphasizing businesses than we had in there previously, so strengthening it a little bit.
Rejecting enforcement of the first phase and, I guess, future phases of these mandates, does what you did last night have legal teeth? Does it supersede local law?
It does the best we can to communicate what residents and business owners have been talking about with us. Our wording is respectfully request. As you know, in governmental structure, we do not have the authority to stop them, but we're trying to send a clear message that is passed on to us from our residents and business owners. So no, it's in many ways our opinion, but we're hoping with this brave step, other towns will represent their business owners and residents and hopefully be able to send a clear message to the county that we should be part of these conversations and what the wishes are of those who are on Grand Island.
You know, we've known for the last few days that this was coming up before the board last night. What have you been hearing from businesses and residents about what the board should have done last night?
Yeah, it's not just the last couple days of what we've been hearing. It's the cumulative of 2 years. The tragedy beyond just COVID deaths or COVID medical challenges, but the business impacts, the school impacts, the mental impacts, the drug addictions, depression. We've been hearing an outcry for many, many months with very little that we could do to stop those powers that are over us. So while there were people who did come and speak last night opposing our action, we feel that the majority of Grand Islanders that we represent are 100% behind us and having their voice heard for the first time.
You know, Grand Island is in a unique position because it really borders Niagara County. What kind of a disadvantage is that for businesses on Grand Island?
Oh, it's hugely unfortunate. And at the time of drafting this, and I think to this day, our seven neighboring counties, which is significant, are not taking these actions. And those are very diverse groups in each of those counties. It is only our county that is having these restrictions. So when you have a business owner who's trying to compete with what's happening right over the bridge in Niagara County, it's very unfortunate and very confusing when seven other entities in very similar situations to us are going in a different direction with a lack of enforcement and lack of new regulation. But Erie County is continuing to have mandates and threaten to increase and make them even more significant, affecting everyone. It's very unfortunate and terrifying to many of our business owners.
Jennifer Bainey is with us live this morning on WBEN, a Grand Island Town Board member. You know, they've heard this from last night, that this is about the right to choose, that it's not necessarily being anti-mask or anti-vaccine. Is that how you feel?
You're 100% right. We, as board members, though we all have the same political affiliation, if you follow us closely, we often land differently. We are not anti-mask. We are not anti-vaccine. We're pro-choice on this. We want residents, citizens here to be able to choose what is best for them. And that would include a shop owner asking people to wear masks. We simply want this handled at the most local level possible by those who are running stores and making choices for themselves.
Yesterday, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz was the target, really, of a protest that started at Niagara Square in the morning. Hundreds of people turned out. And this, again, was a personal choice rally, not necessarily an anti-mask or anti-mandate rally. But they marched to the Rath Building to bring their message to him with signs and flags. And then he reacted later, saying that those do, you know, people who do have the right to speak out, but he says they're in the minority, and didn't offer anything to back that up. But what did you make of that?
It's just not in line with what we're hearing and what we're experiencing on Grand Island. Our job is to have a good pulse on what the community is saying, and the cumulative comments of over 2 years is the majority of people want to make their choices on this. Those who wanted to be vaccinated have, and continuing with the boosters. Those who want to wear masks do. The element of personal choice is very significant to the majority of Grand Islanders, and the response we've received related to this across all political parties is one of gratitude and appreciation for doing what we can.
You know, on the same day, Jen, that the Grand Island Town Board took this action in New York City, Mayor de Blasio announced that all private employers in New York City will have to require their workers to get vaccinated against COVID. How did you feel about that?
It's unfortunate. It makes me feel sad. I think this isn't working. This isn't the right approach. This is a very dangerous trajectory, and I just hope things change in that regard within the city.
Jen, thanks for the time this morning.
Of course. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Jennifer Bainey, Grand Island Town Board member.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.